darkness, everybody! Dark, everyone! Darkness is spreading! Do it!
Look at you doing the ghetto hokey pokey at this wedding.
What? I don't know what wedding you looking at.
Oh yeah, that's right. You've been to multiple weddings, brother. Oh man, Luke's wedding. I see you.
The ghetto hokey pokey. That's what you want to call
it. That's what I call it, brother.
You want to call it dancing? I'm dancing with class. Is that what you want to call it?
That's what you was doing.
Don't be hating on my move, my friend.
I see you got that little twitch in your leg going on right there. I'm like, oh, okay. Me and you going to have a dance-off when you get out here.
All right. I'll take you. I'll take you to the dance.
Brother, let's go then. Dance-off then, me and you.
I would dance your ass. I would dance my ass off, brother. So.
All right, then. I see I have to shake off my right leg since you're shaking off your left leg in this picture right here, nigga.
And them always entering into some stupid shit, dude. I swear to God.
You and your ghetto hokey pokey.
The hell are y'all talking about now?
That's talking about CJ at this wedding getting his dancing on.
Yes, people, this is the darkness.
Darkness, baby, darkness.
Yay.
Yeah, if you want to podcast. If you guys want to know what he's talking about, I went to Wayne's brother Luke from Not Worth the Kick in the Ass.
No, you was right. It was yours and Wayne's wedding.
in a lovely Australia, a lovely down under.
Oh, you went down under, all right.
And I had to represent on the dance floor.
Yeah, I saw you doing, like I said, the ghetto hokey pokey. You was representing, all right.
See why I got to be all ghetto? Why?
Because you're the only nigga on that dance floor grinning his ass off right now.
Man, I'm the only nigga that's there in the whole Australia.
Yeah, because you know why? They hung them niggas. That's why.
No, they didn't. They didn't have anybody over there.
What do you mean we? Hold on. Why'd you say we first? Hold on.
Because I'm part of Australia now, brother.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you better watch this nigga now. He saw how he just traded on black people. He said they.
I already told you that. Actually, I'm part of the family.
You know what? Don't come
here,
lady. Keep your ass out. Cody, you pick him up, all right?
Fuck, I am.
Cody better pick him up.
I would love to see that car ride, Cody picking up CJ.
All this shit, he's not coming his entire game. He's going to pick his.
Yeah. What do you mean? Hey, Cody, if it wasn't for us, you wouldn't have found true love, Cody.
See this shit?
You got a fan now, Cody. Now, you don't have a fan. You have a soon-to-be wife now.
Oh, so my goodness.
I would love that car ride for the simple fact that CJ tell you 5 o'clock and this shit don't get there till 8. Like, oh, my bad, Robert. And then when he gets in the car, he's going to give you shit. He'll be like, how come you didn't bring your girlfriend with you? He's going to be looking around your car. Where's that box at, baby? I scared around with you. By the time you make it to Long Beach, you're going to be pissed off you picked this nigga.
Swear to God, man. Swear to God.
How is your girlfriend, though, Cody?
Hilarious.
What's her name? The Superman fan?
Woman of Steel.
Woman of Steel.
Steel. How is she, Cody?
Did you put it in that bronze steel pipes into those?
Do you sense the bitches have anything productive to talk about?
You know what? I do. Your movie came out.
My movie. What was that?
About last night. You don't even see. He got so many movies. People, he don't even remember. So I know you was busy today. You had like a lot of promotion and production.
I suppose you could say that.
Yeah, you got a lot.
Do you get a lot of almost human people trying to sign your copy?
Yeah,
a lot of almost human people saying, "Why'd you go?"
People giving their condolences and shit. Like I died. Like, damn, this show died.
The funny thing,
y'all should have watched it.
Exactly.
The funny thing is, people are saying that. Oh, I'm glad Almost Human is gone now because now we're getting a new show about Batman.
I can't wait for that to get canceled.
You notice every time one cancels, another one replaces it, and you know which one to play. It was Gotham, so yes.
Happens all the time.
So, yeah, when that show gets canceled, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, man, you know what? It's going to be just our luck that that show stays on for at least like 13 seasons.
Only if it's as bad as Arrow. That's the only time it's going to stay on.
Arrow ain't going away.
Hell no, it's not.
Oh, hell no, Arrow ain't going away. Because you know why? Motherfuckers that don't even like it still watch it.
You saw how long Smallville lasted.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't even know nobody was watching Smallville. I never once heard anyone go, "Did you catch that last night episode of Smallville?" I never know heard nobody say no shit like that.
First, I thought they were just going to follow him until he went to college. But then he stayed in high school for like 7 more years. I'm like, all right, well, what's the time frame on this?
They had a thing for that. It's called Young Justice. Nobody want to watch a fucking young Clark Kent work his way up to the Cape.
No, I don't.
They are making that Flash series, too.
Yep.
Yeah, people are already losing their shit about that. So,
just like people lost their shit about Godzilla. It's the best movie ever.
Oh, God. Man, I'm starting that shit again. All right,
man. After listening to you guys, I had to go and watch it on bootleg. And I just fast forward the last 30 minutes of it. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
If you watch it on bootleg, you don't get the full effects of them special effects. So I imagine the movie was complete shit to you. Yeah.
I don't get the full effects of Godzilla ain't doing a goddamn thing.
Hey, Caesar, I got this question to ask you because a lot of people ask me today. I swear, by the way, Cody, Godzilla is the highest rated review right now going on the site. It is, anytime you talk about Godzilla, the ratings just go up for some reason.
Nice.
People was questioning me once again about Godzilla while I was out in L.A. today, and they were saying why you didn't like it, and I had to go through this whole thing. But my question to you, Caesar, I asked Cody this too. Did you feel Godzilla's presence?
Oh, man, I don't know, man. I felt like he was there, but he wasn't there. If anything, Godzilla was like one of that child support daddies. Hey, y'all, okay, I'm going to go to the store.
You know,
I'll be back.
I got a better question. What if I would have took the name Godzilla off the movie and just called it Unknown or whatever? Would you have felt his presence in that first hour?
It would have been Cloverfield 2, Electric Boogaloo. That's exactly what that movie would have been.
And, you know what? Cloverfield had a better plot and interesting characters and shit like that.
Cloverfield was exciting.
Yeah. Cloverfield's mystery was actually cool.
Cloverfield actually had a pace.
Cloverfield got right to the point after 10 minutes.
Thank you. Hey,
Cloverfield wasn't stuck in pace.
I was
poor Godzilla, man.
I was talking to this guy that was like 49 years old. He was just like, give me a fucking break. Shit was so boring. He was like, nobody gives a fuck about heart in these movies or whatever. Where the fuck is the monster at, man? And I was just like, damn, dude. He's just like, and he told me, he was just like, I had a boner when I heard Godzilla was going to come out that big. And then when I sat there for that hour, I was so fucking bored. I was just like...
Now, my thing is, I was thinking about this all day. I'm like, how come we as Americans, when we make movies about icons and iconic characters that we love, we always make them side characters? You know, we just make them side the fuck characters. Like, Godzilla was totally a side character.
And you know what? I don't negate what the director tried to do as far as, I wanted to add human emotion to it. But he fucking failed so many levels on human emotion.
There was no emotion. That's the problem.
like Michael Bay, he focuses on special effects. Fuck everything else. So give him credit to his special effects. What's that guy that did that Immortals movie?
What's his name?
Damn, he says it himself. Fuck story and all that. Fuck actors. I was just like effects and costumes and shit like that. So if that's where his focus is, that's where his focus. But this guy straight up said, my focus is going to be on the humans, and you're going to feel so much for them, and I'm going to bring so much emotional depth to it. And he did follow the humans, but god damn, man, were they... That nigga don't know emotion if it crawled up his ass.
Just because you have Walter White crying, talking about, you're my wife. I'm like, look, unless Walter White is like giving crack cocaine to Godzilla, or he's going to be the next Ultraman.
Yeah, the damn shame about Bryan Cranston, too, is that no matter what he fucking does, we still going to call him Walter White.
Ain't that a bitch?
So he can be the best actor in 12 Years a Slave or some shit like that, and we still gonna be like, Walter White was dealing drugs to them slaves, you know what I mean?
That's why they were picking cotton faster.
But you guys heard, they already green like that Godzilla sequel.
Of course, man, yeah.
Oh, so now when the city's attacked, all they gonna do is yell out, Godzilla! Oh, no, Godzilla!
But you heard what the director said, if he were granted a sequel, right, what he was gonna do with it?
I didn't even read the whole thing, because I said, this nigga's dumbass.
He said he was gonna give it the same approach that he gave the first one.
Oh, my God!
people can follow.
I am not lying, you can look this up. That is exactly what he said.
All right,
how many more people can we follow, man?
I'm dropping my rating. This is a fucking thing. It's a boot.
It's not even a bootleg. It's like a bootleg to 30 minutes of it.
Like I was telling Cody, it's not even the 30 minutes though of that last. It's just like tidbits in that 30 minutes. You know?
yeah, you're right.
Because Godzilla was getting his ass handed to him the last 30 minutes. Most what? I just realized. Yeah,
that's the thing. The fight. It like goes off to Aaron Johnson, and then when he comes back, these things are beating the shit out of Godzilla, and then he's on the ground, and then he's back up fighting because they cut the screen off or whatever. It's just like, you know, I think Power Rangers shot better shots than this shit. Am I lying, though? Did you not watch the whole fight of Power Rangers? I mean, they never once went back to the human characters or that goddamn floating head or that gay-ass robot they had and nothing like that. So I'm just saying, that thing would give C-3PO a run for his money.
And you know what? People who like it, and like the people I work with, you know, who are not really big movie people, they just like to go out every once in a while.
Fanboys.
Yeah, fanboy, man. They are forgiven.
Oh, man. People already said, before this movie came out, said the movie is going to be the best movie of the summer. They already walked in with that notion. This movie was, no matter what the problem is going to be, it's going to get a pass somehow.
Oh, it got a pass. Oh. And it made all this money. Man, Godzilla's the best movie ever made already.
That's a goddamn shame. That's
depressing.
And then I try to talk to people who love Pacific Rim. Oh, and you know, and they thought Pacific Rim was like awesome. But then I say, like, what's the difference between, you know, your love of Pacific Rim and Godzilla? And they're like, oh, the Godzilla is the Dark Knight of the monster.
Oh my God.
And Pacific Rim. Avengers. I kid you not.
Okay, you know what? I do change my mind. This movie's a fuck. When you make a comparison like that, then you know what? That's why I don't get these shits passes. You see what I'm saying? Because people make some brain dead ass fucking comparisons like that. This is the Dark Knight of
that's some shit, man. Wow.
Wow. Wiping my ass is better than is up there with the Dark Knight compared to Godzilla was, all right? Because it feels good. God damn, dude. All right.
Wow.
Man, I just didn't get that or whatever. It's just like, oh, Godzilla looked amazing, whatever. How many times did you see him in movies?
What's the time you saw a spike swim in the water? It's like, dude.
I swear to God, there's only one memorable scene in it that I just like, and that's when he shot the blue flames out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't give a fuck about nothing else.
Oh, I was really upset, too, because when I was scrubbing through it, I get to the one scene, and I'm like, okay, this is the part they're talking about when they're about to fight. And then you see the bat thing fly into Godzilla. Godzilla catches it with his mouth, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden, the gate closed. And it's like, oh,
yeah.
That's it.
Oh,
hey,
and I'm like, what? Wait, excuse me?
I thought that the Hawaii one was worse. That scene where Godzilla first shows up.
Yeah, you know what that was worse? Cause you know why? They showed that foot first.
Yeah, had that foot. He let out that war. She was on. And no, cut the TV screen.
Me and Cody was standing up. We was like, kill his ass.
I was ready. I was like, yes! But no.
Because you when that scene happened, it was already an hour into the film, and you kind of like, oh, that buildup was worth it now. It was worth it. Oh, here we go, baby. We about to get down. And then Godzilla does that roar, and them you see the palm trees flying backwards and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Then it cuts to Elizabeth Olsen saying, time to go to bed. And you just like, what? Somebody move that nappy head white out the way. Shit, that's a good-ass fight on the screen or whatever. And some people tell me that worked.
Man.
did that work?
I don't know, man. Okay, if anything, I give the movie credit. It's better than that Roman Emmerich one that came out back in '98.
But that ain't saying a goddamn thing.
That's not.
You know what? I knew somebody was going to say that, and I was prepared for that statement. I rewatched that movie. They're on fucking par. This movie, the only better thing about this movie is Bryan Cranston. Other than that, they on fucking par with each other. Because I didn't tell you this right now. This shit's insulting, the fact that the actors they got in here. That shit back then was insulting because, they're like, oh, look at the destruction here and shit like that. I'd rather see some of that than some of the shit I saw in here. To me, they were on par. They both were fucking bad. The only thing that saves that from even being close to that original Godzilla is fucking Bryan Cranston. But people talking about like, what about the stupid egg hiding in the biggest building in New York City? That's impossible. What about the stupid Mudo that was hanging around in fucking Nevada this goddamn you want to make a comparison? How the fuck did nobody see that big ass thing just sitting there that long? we found these bones that traveled these miles away. How the fuck was that not seen?
Oh, man.
I just pissed off some more fanboys right there.
Yeah. Nah, that's fine. They'd be all right.
I don't give a fuck.
They'll be all right.
Yeah, they have that movie. They love the movie.
Similar points like that, though. It's just like, oh, the whole egg thing in the original, in the first Godzilla, Sony's Godzilla and shit like that. Okay, what about these fucking Mudos? And then they talk about, where was Godzilla at? Okay, where the fuck was Godzilla in this movie at for fucking how many years? Since the 50s?
50s, yep.
He was just fucking lingering around in the waters, and you mean to tell me that a submarine picked his ass up or anything like that? And he just decided to come out the water this day?
Yeah.
Give me a fucking break. Yeah, to me, this shit was on par with that original one. They both were shit. Fuck this movie. Comparing it to The Dark Knight. Nigga, you eat a dick.
There you go, people. T1 changes rating yet again.
Goddamn right. I said, fuck this movie. Who the hell makes some comparison like that? It's The Dark Knight or whatever. Oh, my God.
Yeah, when I heard that, too, I'm like, okay, I don't know about
that. Yeah,
that's
bullshit, dude.
Yeah, you know what? Aaron Eckhart was such on par with fucking Aaron Taylor Johnson. It makes so much sense now.
Oh, God.
I can so see it now. It makes sense. The motivation is just there, Cody. Don't you see it? Jesus Christ.
Oh, man, Godzilla. Why'd you have to fuck up so monumentally?
There you go, people. Godzilla 2014.
Last week we got a question. What was the worst movie? This worse than Amazing Spider-Man.
No, come on, man. Come on now. You say that because it's fresh in your mind, man. Let's be real.
Nah, because I watched Amazing Spider-Man again because, you know, obviously.
Why did you do that?
Why? Because he wanted to see himself.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. I really did.
Hey, did you cable or rent it?
I already got the set. That's a lot. But anyway, because I already got the motherfucker. But anyway, I wanted to make that comparison between two. I didn't like any of the actors in Spider-Man. This one, I loved all these actors, and they shit on me. Okay, they took a shit on me, and people praising it more than Spider-Man. Movie can get a dick. Oh, fuck this movie, Godzilla.
You know, I'm not gonna say Godzilla is better. I'm gonna say they're about the same as being crappy. Because they're both too long, they both didn't have enough payoff.
Yeah,
and they're both. I'm pretty sure if you took the clock time of the fight scenes in Spider-Man and the action scene with Godzilla, they're pretty much about the same length.
What is the thing about Spider-Man though? I hated the first one, so going into the second one, I had no expectation. But people were walking out of this one. This is the first reboot here. It's gonna be the greatest thing you've ever seen. You've got to see this. All the ratings that was high on it and shit like that. And then you get in here and you go like, what the fuck was this shit right here? Wasn't Godzilla amazing though? Yeah, that foot was amazing. It's just, you know, the element of him, of how, what the tsunami he caused in Hawaii. It's a fucking island, man. It's just a fucking island, okay? Did you see that new Katrina? Mm-hmm. Okay, that flooded a whole goddamn state almost.
Oh, man.
Elizabeth Olsen, why would you do this to me?
And then, all right, well, I guess that's all we can say about pretty much Godzilla. Oh my God. I don't got anything else to say.
Fuck you, Godzilla.
We all pretty much said what we have to, man. So it's like, what, a third review total?
Fuck you, Leahu, for giving it a pass. There you go. Yeah, how about that? Fuck all you fanboys to give a pass. Eat a dick.
And look, I love Godzilla. I grew up, man, I'm into anime and Japanese stuff because of my dad introduced me to Godzilla. I used to watch it.
That's why.
Well, that's neither here nor there. But Godzilla was my guy. He told me about, like, Japanese people, what they look like, you know.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I never knew there were people that looked different.
I talked
like
to
that.
A Japanese dude about his movie. He said he felt insulted in some of the Japanese part in this movie.
Oh, yeah, how are they going to have some people that live in Japan? You know? Not speaking any Japanese? I don't know.
or the stereotypes they play in this movie.
Oh, God. Don't even try and come up. No.
Well, were they tipping over vending machines and stealing panties?
Or how they don't know a goddamn thing about their own city? How about that? Yes. How about that? Yes. The white man had to come and show him where things was at. You know what I'm
saying? Hey, you know what? They don't mind. You see how they draw their animes. They don't mind. You Japanese people, y'all don't give a care about.
I think the movie was, for me earlier, it was getting a pass just on special effects. But I gotta be honest, I don't give a fuck about special effects. Right? I think me and Cody talked about this on the latest episode that, you know, hey, characters and story goes a lot more than special effects. You can give me some shitty down special effects and it could be a cool story.
I'll
go back and watch the old Godzilla, the one in the rubber suit,
mm-hmm.
and enjoy, have a good time.
Watch it.
There's a lot of shit we like with bad special effects. That I mean, any of those 80s fucking movies. I mean, come on out there.
Hell yeah.
Flash Gordon's one of them. Anyway. Flash Gordon made more goddamn sense than Godzilla. Oh, but you know what? People have all that dog. Hey. I just want to say to all the Godzilla fans out there, fuck you. I hate you harder. I hate you more than anybody else. I don't even know y'all, and I hate y'all. I hope everything that's bad in the world happened to y'all and only y'all. So I'm so sick of seeing people praise that shit on my timeline, goddamn it. Anyway.
And then, yeah.
Let's get into the darkness now. Now we got that hate out.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, no, it's going to come back. Don't worry.
We got some more hate.
No, we have some more hate.
I'm sure there's going to be some asshole on here. Is it somebody I didn't like Godzilla?
I was referring to the topics we got today.
I hope you guys get touched by Bryan Singer. So,
you really see that?
Allegedly touch.
Hey, man, he gonna touch Cody because he's younger than both of us. So.
Yeah, that is true.
Cody ain't so great being young no more, is it?
Allegedly younger than both.
Man, fuck this youth. Anyway.
Yeah, fuck you now. You get raped when you're young. That's a damn shame. You used to be like, oh, I wish I was your age. Now I was like, I don't want to be your age. Now you're going to get raped.
Shit. Fuck all that living young, wild, and free shit.
You live young, wild, and free, you're going to get raped or put in the place. What's some topics we got, though, Cody?
Oh, man. I forgot to talk about this last week. I wanted to bring it up, but shit, here's the time. All right, the highly anticipated sequel to Spring Breakers.
I quit. Fuck it.
Has been announced.
What the fuck did you just say, niggas? What sequel to what?
I will repeat that one more time. The highly, and I mean highly, anticipated sequel to Spring Breakers.
My number 5 worst of 2013 film.
Has been announced.
And I know the name of it, too. Spring Breakers 2. You know what? Never mind. I forgot. A new beginning. Yeah.
I got the article right here from IGN. It's called Spring Breakers: The Second Coming.
The Second Coming. Yeah.
Yes. This sequel will focus on Spring Breakers facing off against an extreme Christian sect.
Oh my God! Yeah, I talked about this. Never mind.
While the original director and writer Harmony Korine will not be back for this. Who is this? writer Irvin Welsh, supposedly.
Yeah, the guys that are working on it, the only thing they've ever worked on is music videos.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
And I was having a talk with a fan about this or whatever, and I can tell you this right now. The first one was shot like a fucking music video. So
I want to say, like, wasn't the first one a music video?
Nah, man, it was deep. It had a great story in there to tell, and it was it had some meaningful message. I fucking hated that movie.
I love how people try to give it, try to say it's clever, it's a laugh in that society. This, I'm like, man, society's not even... They don't even give a care if you're trying to laugh at them.
How the fuck is that?
Don't you see the ironicness of it? That the it talks about how the upper class and the youth are able to get away with murder.
We talked about that movie on here when we had Martin on, and when we did our best and worst of 2013 and shit. Because I put on my list, and I said that's not even compared to a movie, and y'all agreed with me that it ain't a fucking movie. It's not even it's shot horrible. The acting is bad in it. The fucking director. Yeah, y'all want to see my sensitive side? Let me play y'all song from the greatest singer ever, Miss Britney Spears. What the fuck? Who the fuck in Florida plays Britney Spears?
That's a great question.
Goddamn soul.
That is a great question.
The fuck these little white girls go in here and rob a fucking house full of a pack of these niggas. Yeah, I would have preferred Mel Gibson in this movie. It made more goddamn sense. Shit. That movie is horrible. It's not even a fucking... I love the conversation when I walked out of that theater, too, between the crowds and shit. They're just like, well, you know, I'd put it up there with Project X, but I think this one had more of a deeper message than Project X. It's just like, you got to be fucking kidding me. There was no fucking message in Project X. Where the fuck are these people seeing these messages at?
I don't know. Maybe they just they live such in a closet bubble, you know, that they tell themselves, but yeah, this movie's speaking to me.
Wow.
Another thing is me and Cody's hometown, because you know the Critics Association, they got to put in their number one, what is the number one movie of the year in their area, and guess what made number one in our area? Spring Breakers.
Spring Break, yep.
Mm-hmm. That's a goddamn shame. How the fuck? Yeah, the nerve to put Spring Breakers number one and number two was 12 Years Later. I was just like, that is a goddamn insult of insult to put that even in the same category with that Her and 12 Years Slave and shit.
That's like saying you'd rather eat shit than save an orphan.
Yeah. But if it was goddamn Django, that should have been number one. And, oh, wait, it was.
It was number one.
You know, people like cartoons, man.
That is true. So, yeah, you know what? That is
people
true.
Love cartoons.
It's nice to see the kid and everybody never grows up, you know. James, I don't know if you guys read about James Franco speaking about this sequel.
Oh, I was just going to go on with that.
Ah, well, then continue, Cody, because he's not too happy about it.
James Franco, he had rebuttal. He went out calling it a weak sequel and a poisoned ship. He wanted to say
anyone that's attached to it, and anyone that's attached to it is committing career suicide.
Yes, so yes, people. This is James Franco defending the first movie because it was such a work of art.
See, he says that too. He says the first one was such. Nobody has Harmony Korine's vision of what he tried to do with that first movie. So I was like,
he goes on to say, "This is not being done with Harmony Korine or my consent. The original was wholly Harmony's creation, and these producers are capitalizing on that innovative film."
Oh my God.
Keyword innovative.
You know, I think I'm quitting. I don't want this
to make money.
How's the music industry right now?
To make money on a weak sequel.
Just that shitty.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
He goes on to say, I want everyone to know that who is involved in the sequel is jumping on ship on board a poison ship. I mean, can you imagine making the sequel to Taxi Driver without Martin Scorsese? He's comparing.
Oh my God. Okay.
And Robert De Niro's consent. Insanity. I'm speaking up for Harmony and his original vision, and for any creative person who cares about preserving artistic integrity.
I'm talking. About to throw my sad car across this goddamn. What the fuck? What? Okay, first CJ was saying, and some of his co-workers talking about Dark Knight and Godzilla. Now, this nigga's comparing Taxi. Oh my God.
Innovative. Artistic integrity. What
is Hollywood coming to?
Like,
Hey, what the fuck is he smoking, man?
Nigga, you played a white wigger. Okay. There's nothing.
People, the episode we lost, we made fun of this nigga when we did Wigger Week. You guys remember that, don't you?
Yes.
Ripped this nigga apart, and yet he has the audacity to come out and say innovative.
Dude, I am flabbergasted by this shit, man. My God, I mean.
You guys saw Spring Breakers, right?
Yeah, I saw it.
Unfortunately.
I was just curious, man. Is this one of those things you just have to watch at some point?
It is curious because it had like, what, 70% on that. It's just like, oh, maybe Vanessa Hudgens and Selena Gomez finally is acting right or whatever. And that's what I went to go see. I was just like, all this praise is getting. I was like, must be doing something well. I got to see it for myself. And the first 10 minutes, I was just like, maybe it gets better halfway through the film. I don't know. And then 30 minutes pass, and you're just like, what the fuck is this? This is a joke. I'm being punked right now.
See, I didn't see Spring Breakers. You know, I saw a trailer for it. I didn't know what it was. All I saw was like half naked, underage looking girls. Nope, none of this.
What you see in the trailer is what you got in the movie. So you really did see the movie. You just don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought it was one of those Chris Hampson traps. They said, well, hello.
No, you know what? I know why people like it because it's a fantasy movie. Everything about it is a goddamn fantasy. None of this shit is realistic. None of this shit would ever happen. None of this would ever happen. I mean, goddamn, everything about it is a joke. These little girls from goddamn, we need to rob this diner in the most unbelievable fashion ever. It's just to get money to go to spring break because we don't have enough. Which, mind you, they took a bus down to get there. So, obviously, it ain't that far. I'm going to go ahead and say that. It looked like they have rich little parents that they could have just asked to give them a ride or let them borrow their car. Another thing is, as the bitches are committing crimes, there's montages of them calling the grandmother, telling them, I wish you were here with me while I was doing it. It's like, what the fuck? Why are these bitches doing cartwheels in the hallway? Why am I watching this?
Wow.
How many times do they do cartwheels in the hallway? That shit irritates the fuck out of me. I keep bringing it up. They did that shit 4 times. They repeat lines multiple times. The movie is 30 minutes long of repeated lines and repeated scenes. There's a montage of Michael playing Britney Spears, and the girls are wearing pink ski masks going in slow motion, jumping up and down. What the fuck is innovative about that?
And that Gucci name, man.
Gucci. Well, thank you.
That nigga and his breathing problem. Talking about taking food from my family. Nah, how many niggas you got in your house taking food from your family? This nigga's got a compound full of niggas in his house. And he's got the nerve talking about this one nigga named James Franklin. Oh my god!
Oh man, that's
the most unbelievable sex scene I've ever seen too. Because that nigga was just not even there. Whatever it is, just, all you heard was that nigga breathing in the back. I was like, I can't tell if that nigga's enjoying it or not. What is going on here? What the fuck is going on here?
Oh man. I don't know, man. This whole summer been let down so far. So
CJ,
you talking about
a scene at the end of the movie? It ends with the two little white girls wearing these pink ski masks and bikinis, holding AKs. They can't even hold it right. It's all over the fucking place. There's like at least, I'm not even exaggerating, at least 100 Negroes plus in the house and outside the house. It's a mansion. And they literally go in and shoot the place up with coming out without a scratch. And they take one of the Gucci man's car. Gucci. Take his car. And off that movie ends.
Innovative filmmaking, man.
Fuck. Fuck.
All right. Thank you.
I just told you the whole movie, CJ. I just summed it up. Hey.
I felt like I just watched it because it was terrible. It was all terrible.
Oh, man.
It ain't even worth jerking off to, neither.
Hey.
Oh, I could have told you that.
A lot of people talking about, I wanted to see Selena and Vanessa. I'm just like, all these big ass titties and big asses up in here, and y'all looking at these little 12-year-old boys?
Baby face girls. I'm like, really?
Okay, I'll give you credit. They cute, but they ain't that goddamn cute where I'm rushing to see them naked.
Man, compared they have nothing on my... I'm just saying, they got nothing on my girls on Sucker Punch. They got nothing on my Sucker Punch.
You know what? I got something for them, too. It's called xvideos.com. Got a lot more fucking shit than what the fuck Selena and Vanessa got to show me, shit.
Right.
I don't know about y'all, but naked women ain't enough. I need to see some movement in that motherfucker.
That's why I never understood Playboy magazines at the time. It was just like, ooh, look at this. It's just somebody just took a picture. How do you keep going back to the magazine? And you're like, you save it and you get like books and boxes of them.
Dang, videos where it's at, people. That's why I don't know why people talk about like, oh, they have this sex scene or whatever. Like, I got porn.
Yeah, really.
You just type in girl and you get over a million links to go to.
Right.
And you can see all your preferences or whatever. The only woman that I've been saying that's worth going to go see that's like worth a porn video is Scarlett Johansson and Don John. That's about it. Okay.
Yeah, she did it right too.
She did it 20 times better than what Spring Breakers ever pulled off as far as trying to be like, oh,
yeah.
And the bitch didn't even have her clothes off.
Nope.
And did it 20 times better than that.
Shit, I remember, when I went there was a guy sitting behind me. And I swear, he must have been in there already because he knew exactly he knew where to sit, how far back to sit.
You sure that wasn't me?
It probably was. I kept my head straight. I didn't want to turn around and see none of that.
I can tell you this right now. The second time I went to go see that in the theater, I think every man saw that movie the first time because all you heard was in the audience.
You got a whole back row of Negroes in the back.
It was, playing with it was like a sigh of relief and shit. Just
everybody got to move their popcorn bucket.
I always knew Scarlett. I always considered Scarlett Johansson. She's beautiful. She's gorgeous or whatever. I'm not taking nothing away from the girl and shit. But my God, when she did that, I was just like, she is the sexiest woman ever. Any woman that can do something like that, that is talent, goddammit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dudes is ready to lead a woman right there. That was men's Magic Mike right there. That was the male version for Magic Mike for us. I was throwing my whole damn wallet at the screen after I was like, whatever's in there, it's yours. Oh my God. Oh, let's move on to the next topic before I get a boner right now. I gotta watch that tonight now.
Oh my God. You know, watch that and her do a double feature.
You goddamn right. Let me edit out them clips with her voice.
What else is in the news?
Okay, on to the next one. Got some casting news. This just came out, actually.
Just got great cast news last week. What do you got this week?
It's proposed casting news. You guys have a little show called True Detective, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Love that show. It's one of the best shows on TV.
Hell yeah. That's probably one of the greatest first seasons of television I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So
it could be either potentially better than Breaking Bad if it keeps
right,
up.
Right, of course. So I'm sure you guys wonder, like, what can they do to surpass it? Or can they even surpass it? Because, you know, the two leads on there, it was just insurmountable as far as
that. Since one of the actors are, let's just say me and him kind of work together, if you will, I've heard a rumor of one actor, so let's see if it's the same one you said.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this article, also from IGN, apparently Jessica Chastain,
mm-hmm.
of Dark 30 fame, has been offered the lead role.
When is she going to be Poison Ivy, goddammit?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude.
I told one of our fans that because he loves her. He had a fucking nut bastard. He's just like, oh. He says, another one, make another one? I said, I don't think I'm going to make another one. He's like, oh. He looked like Christopher Lloyd. Like, oh, I just busted a nut. Oh.
I just busted a nut today.
Oh, Marty. Oh. Hold me down, Marty.
Or Chris Lloyd, Roger Rabbit. I talk about shit.
This is how I touch myself. Just like this.
I just oh, God.
It's loving when you saw Chris's chest name.
Damn it, you take the fuck it.
Was that the only one they heard about?
No, that's the only one that's been offered so far that we know of.
Wait, hold on. 15 chicken nuts.
That one threw in there is this one's been rumored. He's been talking about it as well, secretly. I don't even know what it is. Guy heard of a little actor, you know, producer of 12 Years a Slave. I don't know. It's just, you know, Mr. Pretty Boy, married to Angelina Jolie, Mr. Brad Pitt himself.
Really now?
Yeah.
Mm.
That one. And he was the first one talked about as soon as the first season ended.
Oh, okay. I remember there was like a few people. I didn't know Brad Pitt was one of those people.
Brad Pitt is still in talks of that.
Oh, man. It's shit, man. Brad Pitt.
I would love to see a girl-guy team up now.
Actually, I was kind of over for two females, actually. I thought that would be pretty cool.
You know what? Yeah, you know what? Two females, and then I'd like to see a guy and guy-female team up.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
I would love to mix it up. Especially because, you know, the women shit, they usually see some deeper... You know what? I joked about this like earlier on when season one ended. Someone asked me who I'd like to see. I said, you know what? I just got done watching. I watched it again. In the watch, I would love to see Jake Gyllenhaal and Michael Pena team back up again or whatever. Cause they were fucking amazing.
Yeah, they really were. They really were.
Yeah, Michael Pena. I don't like most of his work. As a matter of fact, I hate most of his work and shit. But seeing him out, I was just like, oh, wow, this guy really is a comedic. And he knows how to act. He's going to be dramatic and funny at the same time. And Jake Gyllenhaal, that was one of his best performances that I've seen out of him in a while.
Yeah.
And their chemistry, man, together was just, I was like, they look like it just flows in. Like, I believe them to be best friends or something like that. And I'd love to see that on True Detective, maybe later in the season or whatever. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, man. Both those guys have range for days.
Mm-hmm. That's the most believable cop movie I've ever seen.
Oh, hell yeah. With that ending, hell yeah. Shit.
That is L.A. true story, right?
Yeah. Ain't no shits and giggles.
It was funny because one of our listeners, Sean, he was telling me, he's just like, I thought the Hispanics were a little cartoony. I was like, have you ever been to L.A.? He was just like, no. I was just like, yeah, you come to L.A. and you tell them that they cartoon.
Yeah.
No, Sean.
I told, I showed my girlfriend who's Hispanic or whatever, we watched that last week, and she did whatever, and I told her that Sean said that, and she was just like,
okay.
She was like, oh my God, he's never been to L.A., has he? I was just like, yep, nope. Never been to L.A.
Nope.
He was like, Hispanics don't really put Mexican, like, Joker tattoos on them. And I just like,
man.
Man. Even Batman would look at the shit they were looking at and be like, God damn. Because each shit in that movie just kept escalating to the point where I was just like, I would turn my badge in. I can't see no more shit like this, man.
Fuck that, dude.
But yeah, So Jessica Chastain, I would love to see that, her sexy ass running. Oh, my. Mm. Who would you want to team up with her, though? That's the thing, though.
That is a great question. As far as a female co-star, huh?
What's the name? We're going to have Scarlet Witch. Or Scarlet Johansson.
Elizabeth Olsen?
Yeah, no.
She's a little too busy, Scarlet Johansson.
No, what's the other one?
Elizabeth Olsen?
Yeah, you were right the first time, Scarlett Johansson. She ain't busy. She is pregnant, making these freaking.
Yeah, I'm about to say she's pregnant right now, and then she got to do possibilities of her own fucking. She's doing a lot of shit with Marvel and her independent shit right now.
Mm-hmm.
Then she need to stop making those movies on the side that had nothing to do with Marvel.
Hey, Under the Skin is one of my favorite movies of the year. That's a badass film.
Is that the name of it, the new one, where she took like a drug?
No,
like,
that's Lucy.
That's Lucy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Lucy.
Sci-fi independent one that came out earlier. You know who I see with Jessica Chastain? Charlize Theron.
I was just about to say that. God damn you.
Yeah, Charlize Theron. I think them two would work well. Charlize Theron doesn't. I don't think she get enough work as she should.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, that chick is badass. Whatever. And plus, yeah. I just want to fuck her. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, you would not be TPO if you didn't.
I'd be like Beavis and Butthead around her. You're wearing white. Told you when I saw her at the Oscars, I was like, my camera was on her. Like, oh,
I'm sure it was.
I never really looked at Charlize Theron like that. When I saw her at the Oscars last year, shit, she had that short. She was working at. I was just looking at her. I was like, God damn, shit. I was like,
God.
She's got that confidence about her, though. Like, she just walks like she just, like, yes, you will be looking at me. Yes. But yeah, Charlize Theron is my pick.
Okay.
I'd love
that. So I know you had your, you already said your fantasy cast for it, which would be Michael Peña and Jake Gyllenhaal, correct, P1?
Oh, I would love to see that.
So, how about you, CJ? What would be your magical pairing?
Oh, I don't even know, man. I don't even watch this show.
Oh, shit.
I'm just waiting for y'all to go into the next question. shit, y'all talking about?
Cody, you know what he's going to say? He's going to be like, P1 and Cody, there you go.
There you go. There you go. I'll watch that.
Goku.
I call it True Negroes.
You, you know what? If they offered us that, I'd tell them no. I'd be like, hell no, shit, because if the second season was amazing and better than the first one, I'd be like, yeah, you ain't about to make us fuck it up. No, hell no. You a damn sure not about to put two black people on here so we can fuck this show up, and then they can be like, you see, that's why we don't give niggas work.
Anyway, what you think about this cast? I'm about to blow your mind right now.
Okay.
The RZA and 50 Cent.
Oh!
Right? Right?
Ain't no more. That's it, yeah. Ain't no more.
You know, at least 50 Cent tries. And
really, CJ?
Where does he try?
He lost weight that one movie.
Oh, fuck that nigga. I like how motherfuckers think if I lose weight, that's going to help, right? No. Yeah, acting still need to be good, too. Anybody can lose weight. Shit, CJ lost weight years back. It ain't that hard. Okay, shit, you just get your fat ass up and go work out. I like how people think it's because Matthew McConaughey did it now. Oh, that leads to great acting, right? Just lose weight, right? No. I understand what the fuck you're saying, too. Unless you're playing the role of Mushmouth, then I can say his acting was great.
And there you go. Then, what's his name? The RZA will take it all the way. I was listening to your trailer when you did that movie. What is that? Brick Mansion?
Oh, man.
Oh my God. That trailer. It was so bad.
The RZA, man. That nigga looked lost. That nigga.
I'm here for you. I'm the one who had the big drug now. I'm the one who had
the whole movie cooking in the kitchen and shit, talking about what's my mother's recipe. I swear, this nigga cannot get away from knives in movies. I swear.
Oh, man. There is, man.
Well, you know,
we're now blonde. Now the Japanese samurai with a sword. Now he goddamn mobster chef.
I don't mind him doing that. I don't mind him being the Japanese, you know, doing that whole, you know, when he was Fu Manchu. But it was just so comedic. Just so comedic, though. Like, I appreciate the brother for trying to break stereotypes. And
oh, is that what he's doing?
Then he jumped right back into the stereotype, so never mind.
Oh, is that what he's doing, breaking stereotypes? Because he just created a whole new stereotype.
Yeah, he did.
The Fu Manchu stereotype. Oh, if I had to pick characters I wanted to see, I want to see the RZA from The Man with the Iron Fist. I want to see that character mixed with Cuba Gooding Jr. at the radio.
What the fuck? I love a combination I've ever heard in my fucking life.
Hey, it's the first black retard. How can I not want to see that? we didn't talk about that in Black History Month. All these people get credit. Martin Luther King did this. Dracula, Blackula was the first black vampire. What about Radio? The first black retard. He had a heart. I love to see that conversation mix up there.
Oh.
There was talks of Robert De Niro even appearing True Detective. I forgot with who though. I can't remember who the.
I don't know. That'd be too much at that point.
Yeah, his ass too old. I don't want to see his old ass, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't even watch the show, and I know that's a bad.
He was sitting in the chair the whole time.
Tom Hardy and Michael Fassbender.
I dig it. I can dig it.
Fucking love to see that, whatever. Michael Fassbender got to branch off into some TV real quick. Don't let this X-Men fame get to your head, bro.
But that Assassin's Creed fame get to his head, too.
Oh, wait. He can't let that X-Men fame get to head because everybody else getting fame off of it except him. But anyway. So never mind. Fucking bastards. No, but yeah, I would love to see Michael Pena and Jake Gyllenhaal get back together for another cop duo together or whatever. I had so much fun, and that movie just hit so many tones and hit it right, too. I think something Godzilla tried to do and failed on so many goddamn levels. Mm-hmm. It tried to be funny in this part. I didn't find that funny. I found that embarrassing. I found it embarrassing, Ken Watanabe.
Yeah, I just looked lost.
Oh man, we got any more topics though?
Well, got a little talk we could talk about, so we could bash some shit. I know we probably don't give a shit about Star Trek, but you guys hear about the new director, correct?
Oh my god,
Star Trek 3.
Star Trek in the bullshit, in the mo bullshit. Wrath of Khan Part 2.
Mr. Roberto Orci, whatever the fuck his name is.
I hope he. I hope the next Star Trek movie is the one with the whales. Because they got a copy.
I hope the next Star Trek movie ain't boring. How about that?
Oh, it will be.
Oh, it will be.
They could be like, it's not about the whales this time. And then you go in there. It could be something about hunchback whales. Like that last one.
J.J. Abrams didn't give a fuck about that franchise.
No, he didn't.
Apparently,
I like how he said he don't give a. He says it too. I don't give a fuck about this.
He flat out said it. Nah, man, I'm a Star Wars fan. Fuck that Star Trek shit. Y'all saw this movie, right?
I'm gonna try to crowbar in as many Star Wars references as I can to make it look like a Star Trek fan.
Yeah, I'm gonna make the laziest sequel of all time. I'm gonna copy some shit from 20 years ago. Yeah, let's do that.
People saying that movie was fun. I was like, really? Because even if you take out the shit from Wrath of Khan, I still thought it was boring. I was just like, yeah, I don't give a fuck about nothing that's going on here.
It was just so boring.
I personally don't like Star Trek in general. I never got it.
I mean, I'm not a Star Trek hater or nothing like that. If I see some, I used to watch Next Generation. You know, I enjoyed that for what it was. It was one of those slow down, kind of smart sci-fi shows.
Yeah.
It wasn't like something crazy and stupid like a Doctor Who or something like that.
I fucking hate Doctor Who.
Mr. What or whatever they call it. Bullshit.
I can tell you right now, as far as Star Trek, I'm so sick of the fucking Star Trek memes. I was like, hey, man, nobody give a fuck about it. You just showing your nerd right there, okay? Nobody give a fuck about this old-ass Star Trek shit, even though it has its own convention and get referenced so many goddamn times. I was like, I never got that growing up. Y'all, you kids were watching cartoons when y'all was growing up, right? Who the fuck decided to turn TV on at 11 o'clock at night to watch this shit?
There ain't a lot of people, man. Those Trekkies, man. They're strong force.
I don't know. Some of these nerd people, man, they just lie. They lie about they've been watching it forever. Yeah. Just like I said, Doctor Who, perfect example. People say, oh, yeah, I've been watching it all, you know, from the beginning. No, you did not. There was an explosion of Doctor Who, and everybody got to jump on that Who bandwagon.
I've never heard of Doctor Who until now.
So 2-3 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, probably like last year, I think that's when I heard about it. I was like, what the fuck is that?
I'm in the same boat.
I was like, what the fuck is Doctor Who? What is this?
And now everybody been a fan since they were like 6 years old. I'm like, no. You was not.
One reason I found out about it, because one of our listeners told me, could I bring her back a screwdriver from one of them conventions I went to? I was like, a bitch, you can go to Home Depot. She's like,
oh. No, no. P1 came back drunk. He like, you know, I had about 5 screwdrivers. I was off wibbly wobbly.
What a coincidence. I'm drinking one right now. But anyway.
Look at that. You Hoovian. Closet.
It's, like it's just like a sonic screwdriver. That was like from, what the fuck is that? That was like from Sonic the Hedgehog. What is that? No, Doctor Who. So I was like, hey, you know, the funny thing is, it's a lot of women that watch that shit, too.
They do, man. They love it. They love the shit out of it. Nerdy women. That you girls, you the nerdy girls, y'all love it. Not all of you. You know, some of y'all got some sense. But the other ones, I'm like, how can you watch this shit? It makes no sense. You know. And I watch anime.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. You watch fucking anime. So.
Anime makes more sense than that goddamn show does.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but Star Trek, that shit's all over Netflix. I mean, every movie is on Netflix as far as the older ones.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, the people that say, oh, yeah, I watched this growing up, you're a goddamn lie. You didn't watch this growing up. Unless you in your fucking 30s or 40s. That's the only way I see you watching this when you was growing up.
Right, right.
Ain't nobody in their fucking 20s spent their time wasting this, watching this shit.
Right.
Except for Wayne. Anyway.
Well, is that all the topic?
Yeah.
Because I can't wait till next week when after you guys see or after we all see the next X-Men movie.
Oh yeah,
I can't wait to talk about this.
Yeah, I saw it last night.
Okay. Well, you be quiet.
Yeah,
if you want a rating right now, I give it to you. I tell you.
I want to have my own hatred for it. I don't need your hatred.
Good. Then you have your own for it because you will. Anyway. So you guys ready to get any questions?
Yeah.
Questions in the darkness.
Do it.
Darkness. So, darkness at the movies. Audio was, man, Skype fucked us up on that shit. Mm. Yeah. Whatever. You still can hear CJ's drunk ass. Anyway, Alex says, man, this sounds disappointing. Do you guys think that DC Animation needs to get Bruce Timm back, or is the new 52 really as bad? Both.
Both, yeah.
I was going to say both.
Shit, ever since Bruce Timm left, man, it just... This would be an exciting time in DC Animation right now. Three or four animated movies in 1 year? Oh, my God. I would be having an orgasm. I'd be like, fuck, dude. I don't have to wait a whole goddamn year for another one to come out and shit. But, God.
I know, but now I'm like, God damn it, two more of these?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Because was it Assault on Arkham? Was that come out in the summer or in the summer?
I think it's in the summer.
Oh, great. I think one comes out in November, if I'm not mistaken. But I think that's just rumored. I don't think it's the day. They might push it back to January, if I'm not mistaken. So I don't know what they're doing with DC Animation, man. But first of all, they just need to get Bruce Timm back, man. I don't understand what his problem was. I can understand Warner Brothers, but they need to find some way to get him back in some capacity whatsoever. I don't care what it is. Just get him back.
When they have me looking forward to watching a Marvel cartoon,
damn,
then
yeah, you know, that's pretty fucking bad.
Yeah, cause
because don't get me
Marvel
wrong, because
the most
DC
shit ever.
DC used to have the best animation, you know. I mean, if anything, go all the way back to Batman, to Justice League, to all that, you know. And now Marvel used to be crappy with their cartoons; they didn't even make them. But now it's like, God, they're like after...
The only consistent one they had that was good was Spider-Man. Then now they found a way to fuck that up.
Yeah.
Other than that, I guess if you want to say the original Iron Man, I don't know if people actually liked that back then. I can't tell for it now. I watched a little episode of it, I was like, man, this is a joke. This is a goddamn joke.
I watched that old Iron Man. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Exactly. You remember the Mandarin in that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what the fuck is that all about?
That nigga was racist.
What the fuck does he mean?
That whole goddamn cartoon, man. And he was the main villain of the thing, so you saw him in every episode, and you just like, God. How can they insult this nigga even worse? But then again, I went back and read some Mandarin comic books, and I was just like, oh no, they captured him just right. That nigga was a racist motherfucker, dude.
I know, he was a joke, man. People complain about the Mandarin in this movie, man. He was always a joke.
Can you imagine if Captain America would have ran into him in the world? He'd be like, oh, we got a racist Nazi right here. An Asian racist Nazi. That nigga, man, oh my god. They could have did any liberty with that motherfucker. They should have had the RZA play him and I ran through.
I would love that.
How about you win? I'm a man. I have my rings.
Hey, you know what? Since they did that one short, that there really is a real Mandarin out there. If they make Iron Man 4, fuck it. Get the RZA to play him.
There you go. Redeem yourselves, Marvel. Redeem yourselves. It's your chance.
What you mean redeem yourself, nigga? That was a good movie. What you talking about, nigga?
What did you see? Okay, we saw different movies. Anyway, next question.
You got your goddamn mind now. That was a fun movie. It was good.
I ain't on this shit right now. So
hey,
I guess.
They did a whole lot better with the Mandarin than what the fuck did they get?
Did with what?
With that cartoon.
Oh. Okay, yeah, I'll agree with that, but yeah.
And the comics did.
Some of the older comics, but...
Some of the older comics.
Really? The man was racist and awful.
Yeah. Back then? Yeah, back then he was racist.
Even now, that motherfucker has...
Nah, I wouldn't agree with that.
I would. Nobody liked the Mandarin in Iron Man. Nobody liked the Mandarin in those books or whatever.
Okay, we'll just agree to disagree. Anyway, next question.
I like the Mandarin in here because they made him a bigger... a bigger entity, but he's more like a, what do they call, he's more like a what do they call Batman in those goddamn movies? He's a signal, not a signal, goddamn, I forgot.
A symbol?
Yeah, a symbol. I was about to say signal or something. I'm thinking of the Batman.
Oh, like, what symbol? Signal you talking about? The Turner signal?
I like that they made him like a symbol more than actually bring out that Fu Manchu racist son of a bitch or whatever, cause when they was making that movie, I was like, I don't want to see Mandarin in this movie. But next one comes from Don. He says, you know, I got a question for you guys. Are you guys looking forward to Arkham, Assault on Arkham, end of the year?
I don't know. I don't even know.
No.
That's a damn shame. That's a Batman story. Anyway. To look forward to Batman stories. Now I don't know what to do. Don, he says, I completely agree with that notion about Robin and Damian P1, but who is your favorite Robin out of the five, guys?
I like Dick. Man,
you like Dick? What?
Well, we know, I just caught myself saying it, man. Wayne, edit it out. Edit that out, Wayne. But, no, I like Dick Grayson, and I just like the fact that, you know, he was with Batman from the beginning, and then he grew up and made his own hero, even though in the New 52 he got raped by a Catwoman, you know, several times. But other than that, you know, he was a good one.
How about you, Cody?
My favorite Robin. So are we just talking about the Robin, the character himself, or just the guy behind the mask, and just his overall arc? Because I was going to go with Jason Todd.
The guy behind the mask.
Cause I was
or
gonna
the
go
girl.
With,
or the girl, for that matter.
Because I was going to go with Jason Todd, but that's more pertaining to his overall story, you know, with the whole Red Hood thing.
Yeah,
and all
I was about to say, I thought Jason Todd personally was the weakest one, but once it gets into the Red Hood story, I thought that's where his story got better.
Okay.
But Faith was pretty weak.
No! Fucking black bastard.
Yeah, I didn't beat him with a crowbar. Don't take that on me.
I thought they didn't really give a... I thought Jason was... like Cody said, pretty much, the overall story of Jason Todd, what they did with him, I thought was great. I didn't really care for him that much as Robin. Thought he's interesting, but didn't really go. But you... So, is that what you're picking, Jason Todd, though, Cody?
No, if we're going to just straight up Robin, I gotta go with Dick Grayson.
I'm gonna go with Tim Drake. Love Tim Drake. I like I said in the review, though, I thought Damian was probably the most interesting for Batman.
Mm-hmm.
That conflict he created. And Dick, I mean, shit, he becomes Nightwing. That's one of my favorite fucking DC characters. I mean, shit, Dick Grayson, like that. When you see that, I was like, he's the first one you trained by, man. I love Tim Drake's story and background stuff. I thought he worked well with Batman as well. I thought if anyone had to replace Dick Grayson, I thought that was a great ass replacement. And nobody remembers the female because she was only there for like two comic issues, huh? And Damien, nobody liked his little black ass, so.
Where the hell did he become black? What was this? I must have missed that panel.
When he started getting bloodthirsty, that's when. He's just like,
when he didn't know his daddy.
God damn. Really?
Oh, shit. When he started hanging out with the DC version of the Mandarin called Ra's al Ghul. Yeah. Anyway. That motherfucker got them goddamn Asian beards growing and shit like that. It's like, man, you've been hanging out in the mountains a little too long now. You get in touch with civilization again. Adriana, she's going back to last week's episode. She says, was CJ drunk on this episode? It would all make sense if he was, LOL. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was fucking drunk.
Yeah.
I would.
He don't even know.
I let you guys think whatever you like to think. There you go.
You think whatever you like to think. Man, motherfucker, it was obvious.
Yeah, it was obvious.
Okay.
That nigga be like, yeah, well, shit, I'll show you when I'm drunk now.
I'll show you drunk. don't make me beat you in real life.
Oh, no, please do. Show us when you're drunk. We wouldn't mind watching that and get your ass on the camera. Woman of Steel.
Ah, shit.
Cody's girl, his wife. His wife. She says, so modest you are, Cody. When did you get your Blu-ray set of Man of Steel?
What the fuck?
Secret lovers.
She says,
Man of Steel.
She says, I got mine from WBShop.com. They send you all kinds of posters and cards and with it in a case if you didn't know.
Oh, my God.
Cody's giving you tips. So where'd you get yours from at, Cody?
Alright, she's fucking with me right now, dude.
She loves you, man. She loves you. This girl loves you. You better show her.
Yeah, this is some major trolling shit, man.
She is a fan. Yeah,
are they still in Troll Hunter 2 right now? Because, God,
we're going to get her. You know what? We're going to get her to marry you, okay?
Hey, woman, where are you from, baby? Please tell me L.A. I hope, right. God, you from L.A. I hope, I swear on Krypton, I hope you from L.A. Come on, Cody, where'd you get your Blu-ray set from?
I'd love to tell you, but I don't have a Blu-ray set, unfortunately.
Oh, the studio sent you one. Okay, that makes sense. All right.
You know what? You got to send her a special message. Girl, you send him a special message, too. I want you to take those Blu-rays out, and you lay it all across your chest, make a little Blu-ray bikini.
Yeah, that'd be hot.
You do that, you take a picture, and you send that over to Cody at jonathan.lewis0@gmail.com.
nitger@gmail.com. There you go, send it there. By the way, I want to know, you sound so into the Superman shit or whatever. I want to know if you do cosplay. Send Cody all your photos of your Supergirl outfits and shit like that, okay? Please. I know she's dying to have a Supergirl in the sequel. She's just like, oh, my God, I want to see that so much. but she also goes on, Cody. She says, since me and Cody love Man of Steel more than you guys.
Oh, my God.
What was your favorite Superman adaptation, P1 and CJ?
Woman of Steel, with all due respect...
He wants to show that steel.
He wants it.
Y'all can share that steel together, Cody.
What the fuck? This is me and Cody.
The steel together. Yeah. Just share it. Secret lover. That's what they are.
She encouraging this shit.
We are. We're not encouraging nothing. It's already there. You just
I never
it.
Found another superhero. Sweeter than you. Sweeter than you.
And I will never find another superhero sweeter than you. More precious than you. Girl, you know. Close to me,
you flew.
Like my Blu-ray. Close to me, you like my player. Close to me, you like my cape. Close to me, you like my movie.
Do you
want me to still see the?
You are the only one to destroy buildings.
But you got a punk.
And don't care.
With that tornado came.
Baby.
I knew you were the only one that liked it. And I thank God. Thank you.
That's me.
I thank Jor-El for sending it.
man.
So much fuckery, man. This is
incredible. My favorite Superman adaptation is, because I think he's one of the corniest fucking heroes ever, and it's not because he's a goody-two-shoe. I just think that, what's the point? I mean, you know, his powers is pretty much limitless, but yet he does some of the most stupid things ever. But my favorite is definitely the animated show, the animated cartoon.
That's the best one, hands down. That, you took my answer.
Yeah, that's the only good one, to be honest with me.
That's one.
That's the only good one.
I mean, the only one to come close to that one is the Grant Morris All-Star Superman.
Okay, we ain't talking about that movie now, are we?
The All-Star one, when he died in the sun. Yeah.
Okay. The book, right?
It's the same damn thing.
Okay, movie. Fuck that movie. All right, that movie is gay. All right, I don't give a shit.
You didn't like that, huh?
Yeah, you people, you think I hate Justice League War? Wait till we get to All-Star Superman. I can't stand that fucking... That was the fucking... God, I hate that Superman. Anyway, Cody, we're going to get off your lover here now. Thank you, Woman of Steel. Please, keep rewriting. Love you.
Well, let's go quit the fucking act. Quit this bullshit. Don't play into the fucking game. You're better than that.
Yeah.
Have integrity, woman.
Not a game.
Have integrity.
Not a game. Not a game.
That man is still talk for only you and Cody.
Yeah,
that's
damn.
It.
CJ, we gotta write that song now with the Casey and JoJo mixed with one. We gotta write that for Cody and her, so we can sing it at their wedding.
It could be CJ and P1.
God.
Yeah. Oh my God! You know what? What another thing is too, when they get married, instead of like the white veil and shit, she'll wear the red cape. God, that'd be awesome! And like, we can get Wayne to hold the cape down the aisle.
Yeah, I can be Jarrell. Yeah, just standing there.
You can tell Cody the meaning of that S.
As we gather here around this S, this S symbolizes hope.
just like this marriage got some hope in it. And if you look,
may your
if you look to your left, there's a twister coming, so you better run.
May your DVDs never expire. May you always keep true to your Blu-rays, your ultraviolets.
Mm-hmm.
When people tell you that movie sucked, may you to take solace knowing that you both love it equally. Mm-hmm.
And you will forgive each other through thick and thin, and death do you part.
God damn, this is the longest running fucking joke.
Next comment comes from my man Don. He says, yeah, I agree with you, P1. I hope they don't cram all these Batman villains in the show. You know, I think he's talking about Gotham. Because half of them wasn't bad guys until Batman actually appeared. What did you guys think of Catwoman in the trailer? I thought she looked like a slut. That was the only problem. The problem I said last week in the Catwoman, that was the only problems I had with the trailer. But other than that, it looked pretty fine to me.
She looks like a young Catwoman to me, because Catwoman most of the time looks like a slut. So
what the fuck she doing, like hanging on goddamn rooftops, just looking over and shit like that? Like,
how old is she?
I'm not talking about the character, but in that trailer, she just seems to be lurking around and shit. Just like, what the fuck is she doing?
How the fuck is Catwoman on that rooftop out of the ordinary?
That's all she does in the trailer, though. That's what I'm saying.
It's only been like 5 seconds.
She does it multiple. She does it more than once. She does it more than once.
It is
stiffer more than once.
Is she bit by a radioactive cat in this one?
Nah, I don't think there's any Egyptian cats in voodoo shit. At least I hope not.
Are there going to be any metahumans?
I hope they actually do something with her character instead of just posing and shit like that. Whatever. And I hope that, like, it would have been cool to see her actually doing something instead of just sitting there looking on her rooftop like she's watching somebody and shit. It's like, all right. Because I ain't going to lie, I hate every Catwoman in all the movies except for Anne Hathaway's Catwoman. So I hope we don't go back to that fucking Tim Burton bullshit. Oh my God, I fucking hated that Catwoman. That bitch was getting on my nerves. Where are we at? Andrew, he says, what would you guys do with the money if Dr. Dre gave you $4.3 billion? Sell CJ and Cody.
Okay. Wait, what?
Find a way to sell their ass.
You're already selling our ass.
What the fuck kind of sense does that make? You get money, but then you sell us.
Yeah, exactly. Sell it and make another billion off y'all. I'd be like, I got the two most entertaining niggas ever. One is the Man of Steel himself.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, I got CeeLo Green and Man of Steel. Dance, nigga.
We're already dancing for you. God damn it. This darkness. They don't see the chains that we wear in the darkness.
Damn, y'all fucked up then.
Hey, so a Catwoman supposed to be black or something?
Oh, good lord.
Oh, wait, never mind. I'm looking at the trailer. Oh, what the hell?
Thank you. You see the trailer right now, right?
Who is it? What is a 12-year-old girl that, like, that rated Hot Topic?
Thank you. I don't know. I hope they have her do a lot more of that because she looks fucking lame. What is she doing?
She's a 12-year-old girl rating Hot Topic. Good lord. You know it's going to last like 18 seasons.
Well, I guess that goes back to my complaint I had about last week. I hope that they just don't fill this show up with this fucking Batman villains that, you know, to be honest, really didn't become like who said that? Don said here, like, they didn't really become these people that they are until Batman was actually introduced. I mean, so I don't know. I just hope they don't do that. And I don't know. I didn't like Catwoman in the trailer, but whatever. I don't tend to like Catwoman at all, to be honest, sometimes. But what would you guys do with $4.3 billion? I'd fucking vanish. You never hear about it.
I would spend it all on therapy because I'm going to need it after this shit.
He'll spend it on his wedding with Woman Steel.
Yeah. Therapy and cocaine. There you go.
He's going to get that big ass S to be to be like the thing they walk through.
If I had $4.3 billion, I would kidnap Cody and get him, like, Botox and, like, you know, plastic surgery and everything. And then have him recreate.
I know where
it is. Yeah, have him look just like Clark Clinton. And have him recreate that whole movie and film it.
I would buy back Spill and then...
and then fire everybody again?
And then just like have nothing but trolls on it and just see how they just talk to each other or something like that or whatever. I don't know. I'll just take the refugee of Spill site, just put it over there, and then there you go. Get them something to bitch about more. I don't know. I'd literally would vanish. I'd disappear.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I'd throw a big ass party first.
I would buy CJ's hometown. How about that? And try to bankrupt that nigga. I put that nigga back on the streets and make him.
I will burn down P1 house first. His new house. Like, I'll wait till you get all your boxes unpacked. You got everything in the right air order. Then all of a sudden you just hear like a. Get out here, nigga.
With $4.3 billion, I wouldn't give a fuck. If you burn it, I'd be like, I don't give a shit. I got 20 more in each state. I got an island, nigga. I'd buy out Mexico, too. How about that? That'd be interesting.
I'd kick all Mexicans out of Mexico.
All the men in Mexico, you have to go. I don't know where you go, but you have to keep. All the brown women, you could stay.
You must all mate with me.
Yeah, exactly. Except for you. The fat one in the back, you gotta go. Oh, y'all gotta go. Actually, the fat one, you can stay. Obviously, you're fat for a reason. You must know how to cook. Anyway.
Right, you can be a wet nurse.
Or you'll be my guilty pleasure, I guess. I don't know. Anyway. you know what? I'd buy a brewery, too. So I could just make money. And get fucked up at doing it. They'd probably go bankrupt, but anyway. Animus Chaos, he says, I just recently watched Maximum Overdrive, and I love not only the movie, but also the soundtrack as well. Since you all have probably already been asked, what are your favorite soundtracks? If you were given the opportunity to score a film or change the soundtrack, if it's terrible, what type of score or soundtrack would you use? Thanks for answering my question. And Cody, you poor, miserable bastard. I hope you don't snap and try to kill CJ.
Too late. Already got plans set up.
I'm telling you this right now, Amethyst Chaos, he's a nigga. He's going to get caught before he even walks out the door with a gun or something like that. So.
Yeah, he says that shit, but he doesn't fucking know me.
Yeah, so they're going to catch his
thinks he knows
me. Like, that's a nigger. And he's going to be like, what are you doing in this nice neighborhood, too? Shoot him.
Yeah, listen to that bullshit. Anyway.
Uh,
I would take the Tron Legacy soundtrack and apply it to Captain America. How about that?
The fuck?
That'd be awesome. No, that would not be it. Let's see. I don't know. That's a good question, actually. Y'all got an answer?
No.
I have to do a score of film. Kind of soundtrack.
What soundtrack?
Damn. That is a great question. I gotta sit on this one, man.
My favorite score of all time is the Daft Punk Tron Legacy one, and I can't think of another film that would fit other than a Tron film. Goddamn, I'm having a hard time thinking about that. That's a fucking question.
It's a good question.
I thought you had Asperger's, girl. How the fuck you gonna give us a hard question like this? I love how they always try to think like, oh, we have a problem wrong with us. And you give us this hard-ass question, we can't even fucking answer. Something's wrong with me. I'm not like, it's like, yeah, well, shit, something's wrong with me, too. I can't answer your hard-ass fucking question now. Shit. Asking this hard.
I look like a composer. I am a composer.
Putting all this fucking thought into this question and shit. You know, you know what? I would take, the song Night Call from goddamn, what's it? Drive, and I would add it to Dread.
Really?
Yeah, I would add like a little upbeat tone to it or whatever as he's like killing people. I don't know. I just find it interesting somehow. Show him how crazy he really is.
Ah, man, I really wish I could answer this question, but. Yeah, I can't think of shit.
There we go. Moving right along.
All right, my last one. It wouldn't be an episode of The Darkness if we didn't answer a question from Dread 1.5.
Oh dear.
That nigga's always,
that's the masturbator.
Yeah.
That nigga always finds a way to be the last question too.
The fuck did he have to say now?
He says, what? I have no idea what you guys are talking about. I wouldn't rape her. I can't believe you guys would even think I'm doing this that way. I'm simply just displaying art and affection.
There you go with that shit again.
Oh, God. Nigga, jerking off is not art, okay? If it's art, then I need to go fucking go get some paint real quick and whatever and just whack off to this paper real quick or some shit like that. I'm sorry if you guys can't understand that and realize this is love, but maybe you guys should be taking my advice. The fuck?
Mm-hmm.
We don't need your advice, nigga. We jerk off in the privacy of our own home.
Why do I feel like this is the beginning of like Gotham? Like this is the Joker and this.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you on that one. He goes on. He says her friends think I'm a creep watching her at her track meets, but she probably knows in the back of her head that I'm there for moral support. Nah, 9 times out of 10, she thinks you're a creep just along with her friends. So. He says, I gotta find what college she will be going on.
Oh my god.
Any tips on how I can get that information so I can spend another 4 years around that vanilla head of hair she has? What the fuck?
Alright. This dude, he's bullshitting, man. There's no way. There's no way. He's writing this shit with a straight face. He's just doing trouble. Fuck this.
After seeing Hector do his little dance and for his video, I believe anything people do these days. I believe anything people do these days.
Jerry 1.5, he's like his voice getting hurt, man. That's all it is.
I'm afraid he's going to kidnap somebody.
You need to forget this bitch. That's what you need to do. All right, you need to get you another bitch. You know, I got a thing you can do. You need to go find porn. That's what you need to do. You need to just whack off to that, bro. Trust me, when you finish doing that, too, you're going to get the same feeling you would have got if you'd fucked that girl.
You need to ask us some legit questions. It's not bullshitting us, dude. I know this is a fucking lie, but there ain't no fucking way this is real. No way.
Anything is real, Cody. You gotta understand. Hey, remember, you found the love of your life on this show, remember? So, 2 weeks ago.
Like I said, this ain't real.
Right, if you can find love, then Dread Masturbator.
Chronic masturbator. That's right. Oh, yeah. Well, that, yeah, Dredd, you just you leave her alone, please. Just leave her alone.
He's going to kidnap her, and he's going to tell us that, like, we're going to have to podcast for 24 hours, and if we ever stop, he's going to, like, cut pieces of her off,
you know,
hour by hour.
You know why I don't believe he ain't going to do any of that? It's because he's listening to us and writing to a podcast. That may be some nerdy-ass little 17-year-old that ain't going to do a goddamn thing or whatever. I mean, he's just saying that. I bet he doesn't even, I bet he does probably follow her. Some kids probably do that in school. I don't know why. It's weird. Suck. But I don't think he goes to the point where he's like, with the shit he's telling us, he ain't going. He I'm going to tell you this right now, Dredd, you ain't got the balls to do half the shit you tell us.
Now you got Dredd. See, now, after that stupid-ass Spider-Man movie, I'm thinking of Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
He got all our pictures up there, and then he like, y'all going to come to my birthday?
Got that soundtrack playing.
It's like, he lied to me.
I would take that soundtrack and add it to The Dark Knight when Batman was questioning himself after Rachel died. Yeah. There you go, Amethyst Chaos.
I know. We just answered your question, Chaos.
Yeah, so yeah, I would take that soundtrack and play it when he was sitting in that chair in his penthouse or whatever and just play that song. He really would have gave up then after that shit. So, yes. But yeah, people, hey, that's the darkness, baby.
Darkness,
baby. I had a good time recording. I don't know about you guys.
Another edition of this fuckery. I hope you people enjoy it, because I sure as hell don't.
Dude, this is your love, man.
This
is your love, dude. Woman of steel. Please, girl, can you continue to keep writing to us? I will send you Cody's Facebook page and Twitter that.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
So you can message him on a daily basis.
Please don't, man.
Cody, you better brush up on your one Man of Steel. She's going to be asking, gonna be questioning you, seeing what you know.
Oh, jeez. I already have an aneurysm. That's what it is.
The kryptonite condoms.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, people, that's been another edition of The Darkness. I'm the Phenomenal One.
I'm Chicago John the Bear.
Man, fuck this podcast.
And that is Man of Steel himself, Cody. We will catch you people. We will catch you darkies next week. Later, Dad.
Fuck.
Later.
Fuck off.
Baby.
Well, Cody's got a girlfriend on here. That's why.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Her name is Woman of Steel because they both love Man of Steel so much or whatever. So me and CJ started singing this song. So we got a wedding to go to. Yeah, Cody's getting married. Yeah.
Hi, Michael.
She said hi, Michael.
Hello to you.
All my life. I told you.
I won't stop a tornado for you.
And I pray that Cody will be there to destroy it too. Ooh. Come with me.